Wolf, Rochester, Tennessee, and yours truly, Don Wolf.
The opening, and right now you're in for a delightful half hour with Jack Benny. On this program, he tries to get a date with a beautiful movie star for the premiere of his new picture, The Horn Blows at Midnight. Let's join Jack now as we find Rochester cutting his hair.
Yes, sir, I'm getting to be a pretty good barber. I'd better take a little more off this side. And a little more off this side. And a wisp off the top. Hey, that looks pretty good now.
Oh, hello, Rochester. What are you doing?
Just cutting your hair, boss. Put it on. Let's see how it looks.
Say, those bangs look awfully cute. Especially when I roll my eyes up. No kidding, Rochester. Don't I remind you of Lauren Bacall?
Oh, no, boss. Your voice is too high. Whatever made you think of Miss McCall, anyway?
Well, tonight is the preview of my new picture, The Horn Blows at Midnight, and I have selected Miss McCall as the girl who will accompany me.
Oh, you work something like the draft board, eh?
No, it's perfectly voluntary. Of course, I haven't asked Miss McCall yet.
Well, pick up the phone and prepare for her to accentuate the negative.
Listen, Rochester, what makes you so sure that Lauren Bacall won't go with me to the Carthay Circle tonight?
Reason number one, she's in New York. Reason number two, she goes with Humphrey Bogart. Care for another reason?
Well, there are plenty of other pretty girls in Hollywood who'll be tickled to death to go with me. Where's my little red book?
You mean the one you got from the Lonely Hearts Club?
Don't be smart. Some wise guy just happened to send in my name for a gag.
I know. I mailed the letter.
All right. But the names in it are all my girls. Let's see who I've got under A. Well, let's see who I've got under B. Bryce Fanny. No, she's too young.
Too young?
I always think of her as Baby Snooks. Let's see, Bergman, Ingrid. I think I'll give Ingrid Bergman a jingle.
I don't think the bell is going to toll for you there, boy.
Oh, here's the one, Colbert, Claudette. I'll call Claudette Colbert. Hello? Hello? Miss Colbert, please.
Is Miss Colbert speaking?
Claudette, this is Jack Benny. Boy, have I got a surprise for you.
You have? You mean my umbrella's fixed already?
No, I haven't had a chance to work on that yet. It's awfully hard to get those metal stays now. Claudette, what I called about was... are you doing anything tonight?
No.
Good. How about going out with me?
I'd like to, Jack, but I've already planned to have dinner at home.
Good. I'll come by your house for dinner, and then we'll go out afterwards.
But I don't feel like dancing tonight, Jack. I'd like to do something quiet, like go to a movie.
Say, that's swell. How'd you like to go to the preview of my new picture?
Well, I'd rather go to a talkie.
The least you can do is go out with a serviceman.
Oh, are you in the Army?
No, Navy. Last war. Gosh, a fella gets lonesome.
You mean to say you haven't had a date since 1917?
No. Yes, but I got to get a date tonight. How about it?
Oh, there are lots of other girls. Some other time, hmm, Jack?
Okay. I'll drop in for dinner anyway.
You will?
Certainly. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Oh, well... I know who I'll call. Let's see. Paulette Goddard. speak to Miss Goddard, please?
This is Miss Goddard speaking.
Hello, Paulette. This is Jack.
Well, Jack who? I know a lot of Jacks. Which one is it?
Well, take a guess.
Well, let's see. Jack Adams, Jack Ainsworth, Jack Alexander, Jack Baker, Jack Barton, Jack Carson.
Wait, wait, you passed me. This is Jack Benny.
Oh, Jack Benny. Well, I'm awfully glad that you called, Jack, and do call again. Goodbye.
Just a minute. You didn't even find out what I want.
Jack, I've talked to my mother, and I've practically pleaded with her, but she just won't go out with you.
I don't want a date with your mother. I want you.
Well, tell me, what did you want to do, Jack? Take me out to dinner?
No, Paulette. I have an engagement for dinner, but I thought that after dinner... You'd like to go to the preview. After dinner, you'd like to go to the preview of my new picture with me.
Well, I'll tell you what, Jack. How about my going to the preview of your next picture with you?
Oh, but that may be a year from now.
Oh, at least.
Hmm. Well, thanks just the same, Paulette. If you change your mind, let me know.
I will. Goodbye.
Goodbye. See. Oh, I know who to call. Jinx Falkenberg. I met her at a tennis tournament last week. Hello, I'd like to speak to Jinx, please.
This is Jinx speaking.
Jinx, this is Jack Benny. I've got a surprise for you.
You have?
Yes, you're going out with me tonight.
Jack, after running around a tennis court all day, I'm tired out.
That's the way I like it, girl. No resistance.
Some other time, Jack. But I do want to thank you for putting that new gut in my tennis racket. I went all over and couldn't get my racket fixed.
Oh, I've got more guts than anyone in town. I do repairing for all the big players.
Well, thanks for calling, Jack. And if I don't get in touch with you, please don't get in touch with me.
Oh, I won't. Wait a minute. Look, what about our date tonight?
Well, Jack, I don't know you very well. And to tell the truth, I'm a little bit afraid of you.
All right, bring your tennis racket with you. If I get fresh, smash me.
Oh, it's too involved, Jack. Let's just drop it.
All right. But I'll bet the next time you bust a gut, you'll be glad to see me. Goodbye, Jane.
Goodbye, Jack.
Boy, am I all in. Oh, well, I've got to take my tuxedo downtown to be pressed. Where's the tuxedo, Rochester?
There it is, boss. Right there on the chair.
Stop crying. I'll get a date. I'll be back in an hour.
We now pick up Jack Benny on a bus somewhere in Los Angeles.
Say, driver, would you mind stepping on it? I got to get this suit pressed, get home, get a date, and go to my preview.
Listen, Daddy, this ain't a taxi. Pipe down.
Say, there's a cute girl getting on.
All right, watch your step, miss.
Boy, those steps are certainly high. Wow! Hey, she's really pretty. Well.
Oh, I beg your pardon. I didn't know this seat was occupied.
It isn't. That's just my tuxedo laying there.
Oh, I thought it was Frank Sinatra.
No. Please sit down.
Thanks.
Well. Hello.
Hello.
I'm taking my tuxedo down to be pressed. They're having a big preview of my picture tonight.
At a tailor shop?
No. At the Carthay Circle. My name is Jack Benny.
Oh, gee, Jack Benny. Jack Benny.
Don't get nervous. What's your name, miss?
I'm Jean Crane.
Oh, Jean Crane. Well, Jean, it certainly is nice meeting you.
Gosh, previews are so exciting, with the lights and the crowds and everything.
Now, they are exciting. Say, Jean, I just happen to think I've neglected to get a date for tonight. How would you like to go to the theater with me?
That would be wonderful. And to think I'm the first girl you asked.
You are? I mean, you are. Yes, you are. Oh, Jean, where do you live?
At the Brentwood Gardens.
Swell. I'll pick you up right after dinner.
Oh, we're not going to eat, huh?
Some other time when your folks have more notice, you know? Besides, I already have a dinner engagement for tonight.
Well, after the theater, we'll probably go out and have a bite to eat.
Look, kid, I'll pick you up, we'll go to the movies, and after that, we'll see what happens. Oh, I'm getting off here. See you later, Jean.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, you old masher, you.
Oh, shut up. Fresh driver. Over. Hey, come back. Come back. I left my pants in there. Oh, I'll sue that bus company.
House of Benny, from an alarm clock to an electric mixer, send it over and we can fix it.
Hello, Rochester. This is Miss Colbert. Mr. Benny phoned me earlier this afternoon for a date. I've decided to accept.
Are you feeling all right, Miss Colbert?
Of course.
You're going to the preview with Mr. Benny?
Yes. Now, you be sure and tell him. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Miss Colbert is going out with Mr. Benny. The age of miracles has definitely not passed. Rochester speaking.
Rochester, this is Miss Goddard. Will you tell Mr. Benny that I've decided to go to the preview with him tonight?
Huh?
I said, tell Mr. Benny I've decided to go to the preview with him tonight.
Yes, Miss Goddard, I'll tell him the minute he gets here. This calls for a strong drink. Get ready, stomach. The curfew is over. Love, Cupid talking.
Rochester, this is Jinx Falkenberg speaking.
I'll tell him the minute he gets in.
Thank you.
My, my. The old gray boss, he ain't what he used to be. What now? Mr. Benny's residence. Let me have it.
This is Miss Crane speaking.
Miss Crane?
Yes. When Mr. Benny comes in, will you tell him that I have his pants.
His pants? That's all, brother. That's all. But that's what the lady said. That's what she said. She said that. Oh. Hello, Mr. Benny.
Hello, Rochester. What's new? Well, what's the matter? What are you staring at me for?
Don't talk, boss. I just want to stand here and admire you.
Rochester, have you been drinking?
All I could with one hand, I was on the phone with the other.
Oh, did someone call me?
Yes, Miss Colbert phoned and said she'd go to the preview with you.
Gee, that's wonderful. Oh, no, not looking. Look, I already have a date.
Where'd you get that?
On the bus.
Oh, what a man. What a man.
This is terrible. I've got a date with two girls.
Make that four.
Four?
Yes, Miss Goddard and Miss Falkenberg also decided to join the caravan.
Goddard and Miss Falkenberg, they accepted two? It's the worst mess I've ever been in.
Yeah, it's like being trapped in a harem.
Oh, well, thank goodness I have enough charm to go around. I might as well get dressed. Oh, darn it. Say, Rochester, is the bus company phone about my pants?
The bus company? Oh, boss, calm down.
Driver, you sure you have all those addresses right?
Yes. First stop, Claudette Colbert's house, then Paulette Goddard's, then Jinx Falkenberg's, then Jean Crane.
Good.
Why didn't you just take the sightseeing bus, Daddy? You know, a taxi costs money.
Never mind. Pull right up here at this colonial house. That's Miss Colbert. There's Claudette in the yard. Oh, Claudette!
Hello, Jack. Dinner isn't quite ready yet.
Oh.
It won't be long. Say, I hope your picture is good tonight.
Me too. You know, the three of us ought to have a good time.
The three of us?
Yeah, you see, I got kind of mixed up and I asked Paulette Goddard to go too.
Oh. Well, it brings a crowd, but at least us girls will be safe.
You sure will.
Jack, why are you wearing gray slacks with a tuxedo coat? Is that something new?
Oh, no, no. Jean Crane has my pants.
What?
Well, you see, I left in a hurry.
Jack Benny, you leave my yard immediately.
Now, just a minute, Paulette. I mean, Claudette.
Is he getting fresh, lady?
No, I'm not getting fresh. Keep out of this. Now, look, Claudette. I mean, Claudette. I left my pants on the bus. Jean Crane found them, and I'm picking her and them up.
Oh. Is she going to the preview with us, too?
Oh, sure.
Well, I should hope so. That's the least you could do for the girl.
Say, Claudette, as long as dinner isn't quite ready yet, I think I'll run down the street and be back, say, in about 10 minutes.
Okay.
Yeah, see you soon. Too bad you had to come back for that word, but it's all right. Snoopy, let's drive on. Paulette Goddard's house. Now, say, Paulette, I meant to tell you, Claudette Colbert is going to the preview with us, too.
Oh, isn't that a shame? I thought I'd have you all to myself.
Oh, Paulette, you're kidding.
I sure am. Oh, but Jack, you are sweet.
Now, you're sweet, too.
No, you're really sweet.
Yeah, you're really sweet, too.
What am I, a glass of vinegar?
Yes, and pull up here at this White House. I'll run in and get Paulette, Claudette. I mean, Claudette, Paulette. I'll get somebody. Wait.
Driver, I think I'd better go in and see what's detaining Mr. Benny. After all, he's been in Miss Colbert's house for 25 minutes.
I can't wait to see his toupee do a flip-flop when he sees the meter.
Oh, Paulette. Paulette, here we come.
Well, at last.
Well, you girls know each other, I presume, huh?
Jack Benny, has Paulette been sitting out here all this time while we've been eating?
Now, look, Paulette.
Eating? Were you having dinner?
Now, look, Paulette, I thought that...
Are you out of your mind?
Now, look, Claudette,
and
I thought...
And take that napkin out of your collar.
No wonder you made me gulp my food.
Well, I gulped, too. Now, look, Claudette, Paulette. Claudette, get in, will you?
Oh, don't push me.
Now, please. Let's get going. Now to Jinx Falkenberg's house, driver.
Jinx Falkenberg? Are you having dessert there?
No, she's going to the show with us. You might as well face it, girl. Jean Crane is going, too.
Also, your pants.
I should hope so.
So they picked up Jinx and Jean, and after much more explanation on Jack's part, we now find our happy little group in the taxi about 15 cents away from the Carthay Circle Theater.
Well, we're nearly there, gang.
Gang is right.
Now, what's the matter?
When we get out of the cab, everybody will think it's Bill Spitalny and his all-girl orchestra.
Well, what's all this excitement about me being with four girls?
It looks like a new kind of medicine's been discovered.
That's so.
Gee, Mr. Benny, I just can't get over it. I thought you were going to take me out alone. I like everybody, but I'm kind of disappointed.
Oh, there'll be other nights, Jean.
Here, Jean, take my tennis racket and hit him over the head.
And I fooled you too, Jinx Falkenberg, bringing that tennis racket for protection. You thought you were going to be alone, too.
Hey, Jinx, what do you need a tennis racket for? You can beat him off with a fly swatter.
Listen, driver, just pull in front of the theater. That's all you're here for. All right, kiddies, everybody hop out.
Just a minute. Which one of you ladies is paying for this?
I'm paying for it. Here, keep the change. Gosh, look at that crowd. Well, here I am, everybody. Here I am, Jack Benny in person. Yay! Thank you.
Jack, will you stop that shouting?
Yes, come on. Let's get inside.
Okay, get in line behind me, girls.
I'll stand next to Mr. Benny because he asked me first.
Some honor.
A ticket, please.
Here you are, bud. Here's two tickets. You see, I'm Jack Benny. Thank you. I'm bringing three extra people with me.
Well, I'm sorry, Mr. Benny, but I can only let two people in on two tickets.
Well, I know you're out of spots, son. Call the manager.
Well, there he is there, Mr. Brown.
Oh, Mr. Brown, a word with you.
Yes?
I'm Jack Benny. Thank you. You see, I only have two tickets, and I need three more.
Well, Mr. Benny, I'm sorry, but every seat in the house is taken.
Well, such popularity must be deserved.
Let's give him a cheer, girls.
Hooray. Never mind. Well, if we can't get tickets, how is this for an idea? I'll hold Jean on my lap and Claudette. You hold Paulette on your lap.
What am I going to sit on? My tennis racket?
Oh, that's right.
Now, Mr. Benny, will you and your party step aside and let these other folks through?
I'm not stepping aside until this is straightened out. Now, listen, Mr. Brown, don't be ridiculous. You must have five seats inside that theater.
There are five seats, but you'll never be able to see the picture from there.
Now, Mr. Brown, excuse me. Here are two tickets that were just turned in at the box office.
Oh, fine. Here, Mr. Benny.
Now, everything's great. We can all go in. No, Jinx is still sitting on her tennis racket. Now, what'll we do?
I know what we'll do. Give me those tickets.
But, Claudette...
Jean, here's your ticket. Paulette, here's yours. Jinx, here's yours, and this is mine.
Hey, what about me?
Here's the tennis racket. See you later, Jack.
But, Jinx... But, Jean... But, Claudette... Paulette!